a cuff. It is always the wrong linguistic moment. So how can I speak of sex? One's own places realism in doubt. But now I want only the discretion of realism. I can't say it any more clearly than this. Philosophers taught me a conversion narrative, how the four elements change into one another by flattering. I think of them or meet with them in reading, on October 2nd, showing their vanity and falsehood with the frontispiece of him in Laurel Crown. The room runs to swags and popular flower pornography. The house amplifies the trembling as if its inhabitants are lodged in an ear. To make something from what I am, from proximity, bitterness, is just brutal. So I turned to syllables. And if I degenerate into style, it's because I love it very much. All week long, like a first thing, like a technique or a marriage where conditions are incomprehensible, thus satisfying the narrative of the body, intentionally tawdry and valueless. And this is a recurrent pleasure because it gushes, it's painterly, so that I feel abstraction is an incomplete resistance. There are explosions of innovation, next a strange, gilded, and embalmed repose. A single leaf laid out the circumstances of its development, so I attended vegetation, where ornament is always unfinished, and it was a purely melancholic ritual. A fragrance so unexpected emanated from the document, only to give rise to the striated ruin, some terrible object presented to it, dispersed over all the parts, which are like nature, miming the human. Painting can be seen as a faltering of that gradient, if faltering begins the ordinary.